Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hear this, right now.
Welcome. Prime Time with Isaac and Suk.
What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
Unbiased.
Shut your mouth.
Uncompromised sports talk without the sugarcoating.
I hope you're happy. You wasted everyone's life for 30 seconds.
Isaac Rupp and Jason Sukanik.
Now shut up and let me do my job.
The best in sports coverage.
This is going to be great.
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy.
What is up?
Yes,
hope everyone had a great weekend.
Dropping Suk here. What?
The rain again.
What do you mean?
The rain. It's enough.
Hey, can I say something to you?
Ridiculous.
Yes, I can.
Enough. Yeah, you can. You got 4 hours.
Yeah.
Go.
We went out. So it was Mother's Day weekend.
Yes.
As you know.
Yeah.
And maybe you don't.
I was familiar. I'm familiar with the holiday.
Every guy knows this. You got to be on top of it, right?
So yeah. Flowers purchased.
I didn't do flowers this year. I did gifts.
Oh.
I showered her with gifts.
Yeah. I mean, gifts are okay. Gifts are to me, or you can go either way on it. Some years there's gifts if you can find something. But if you do a nice card and flower, I feel like for the most part,
It'll pass.
You're safe.
But this year. John was telling you to shut
up.
He's
very sensitive.
We're going to get to him in a second.
Yes.
But I just wanted to tell you, because you're Insta bitch about the weather, first segment. I mean, that's what we do now.
I mean, gosh.
I mean, it's May, you know, almost mid-May.
Yeah.
And it's like 48 degrees.
And just howling rain.
No good.
I mean, I don't mind a rain every now and then, but I mean, come on. We had like monsoon season again.
So I sacrificed my golf weekend.
Oh, God.
You know, sometimes you got to do.
You're so selfless.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to do that.
You squeeze in just a quick nine, though, like in between, you know?
No, I thought about it, but no, the weather wasn't good enough. We went out to Cannon Beach, my wife and I, and I got to tell you, the weather out there was pretty good.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. I think it was better than it was here.
Yeah. Well, we'd get this weird, like, Scotland weather where we'd get, like, a pocket of sunshine for, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, maybe it's past, and you'd go outside, and then you just saw, like, the doom clouds just coming over your head, and you're like, oh, it's about to hail on me.
Yeah.
I'm over it. I get that we live where we live, but come on, you're a third of the way through May. Stop with the monsoons
already.
Yeah,
stop it, God.
Stop it. Stop it.
This is your Lord and Savior.
Well, I talked to John. He's got his ear, I think. Throw something up.
Boy.
I don't think he listens to me anymore.
Side note, do you ever get enthralled with something at the very wrong time, but you can't?
Sure.
So I got enthralled this morning at the worst time possible.
It's called the rabbit hole. It happens.
With the David Koresh documentary. It was
I
don't know what channel it was on. But I happened to catch it, and I started it, and it ruined my day.
Yes. Well, that's what... So I'm reading I told you I'm reading a book right now on Columbine, and it's one of the most interesting reads because it deals not just with, obviously, what happened, but why it happened, the lead up to it, and then, like, the aftermath and how people deal with it. And I'm telling you, man, as good as that thing is, it has sent me into a funk at least 12 different times while reading this thing. Because then you end up doing some like, oh, I need to Google this, and you're checking it out. And before you know it, I'm with you. Your day's ruined because you're just walking around and you're thinking of like the worst thing known to man. And the same guy that negotiated Waco, You want to talk about a guy that's got to have a strong will. The guy that tried to talk Koresh and his people out, obviously it didn't work.
The FBI guy?
The FBI guy. He's the same guy that's the lead investigator on Columbine. He showed up at Columbine. He lived there. And he was trying to talk the two guys out. And, of course, he never got a chance to because they killed themselves. And then he ended up being the lead investigator. So the book delves into him. You want to talk about like a rough couple of years. Imagine being in charge of Waco and then being in charge of Columbine.
What was that guy's name?
It started with an F. It was Fuse something or other. I forget what his name is. David Fuse something or other.
All right.
He was like the chief negotiator for the FBI.
Well, it's not all his fault, but this documentary that I was watching, well, I hadn't seen much on. I mean, I remember the Branch Davidians and David Koresh and Waco vividly.
Sure.
Or at least I thought I did. But I didn't know a lot of the details about the communications with him during all that with Koresh and all that. Mm-hmm. And boy, did they screw that up.
Yeah.
And I knew they did, but I didn't know to the extent with which the feds really botched that, because those people, they were all coming out of there, including Koresh. Like, they could have easily, if they handled that differently, no one dies. But they screwed it up on multiple fronts. But that's not shocking.
No, when you start digging into these things, and I'm not trying to place any sort of blame or anything, but you just realize how chaotic those situations are. And when you really kind of, when it's all said and done and you take the 30,000 foot view, dude, there's a lot of mistakes that get made. Same thing like with Columbine, you find out just how easily that could have and should have been prevented. Kind of the same thing that you're saying here. You're like, well, how on earth didn't that end better than what it did? But it's easy for us to say because we're not in there.
I agree with that to an extent. It's very short-sighted the way they handled the Branch Davidians.
Yeah.
In hindsight. It's like there are a lot of people, even in the FBI and ATF, that were saying, and they have them on this documentary, they're being interviewed, they're like, boy, they absolutely botched.
Didn't handle it well.
Well, they just, their tactics they use to this day changed FBI and federal tactics forever because they were just far too aggressive.
This guy, he just was the lead negotiator. He was the one talking to Koresh, trying to get him to come out. And then, of course, he says in there that he, all of a sudden, he was trying to have conversations. And the next thing he knows, the tanks are coming in and then the thing's on fire. He's like, whoops.
Yeah, it couldn't be his fault, right?
Well, yeah. Again, it's when you're doing an interview for a book, right? You're obviously going to get one side of it.
Anyway, let's make fun of your brother for a moment. Now, I'm getting ready to go out and have a catch with him as part of, what's his?
Catch 365.
Yeah, Catch 365.
Yeah.
Hashtag on Twitter. Look it up.
I think we've all been, me and Mike have. And so this will.
Oh, you guys have already done it?
Yeah.
Oh.
I did it as part of the Hot Corner catch.
Great. And so have Dusty and AJ. And so I may be the last of fan personalities to get in on it.
Yeah, I think you're the last.
But he is playing catch once a day for 365 days. Mm-hmm. And very exciting news over the weekend. He played catch with Jared Kelnick.
Yeah, he went up to
the Mariners.
He went up to an autograph signing, which in itself is kind of creepy. And he paid Jared Kelnick to sign a ball for him. But I guess he convinced Kelnick to like throw it back and forth him a little bit.
That's super cool.
Yes.
And that was the night or the day after Kelnick hit the big home run.
The home run.
Which,
was
kind of cool.
Look, you take what you can get right now with Jared Kelnick.
Yeah, but he's gone back to sucking. Anyway, your brother was in here as a part of Dusty and Friends today.
He was and Friends.
And we were all in here shooting the breeze after the show and you look down at his sneakers.
I was offended. It was like, whoa.
Yeah. Came to me for just a little bit of confirmation.
Well,
and
John got all defensive.
Of course.
And got all bristly and was like, what are you talking about? And so I just was like, hey, let's go impartial. And I said, hey, Rob, would you come take a look at these? And John kind of walks around. And the first thing you said when you saw those was, oh, John. I mean,
he's wearing, let me just describe what he's wearing, a t-shirt and jeans.
Yeah.
But his shoes are his lawn mowing shoes.
He's wearing lawn mowing shoes.
And we all know what the lawn mowing shoes look like.
Yes. So he's automatically he's wearing the Fred Meyer Nike special.
They are a poop brown because the mud has been caked on for months or years.
And you got the green stains. But, they're barely like there's holes in them.
Yeah. What are you doing?
I mean, it's
I'm not sure what the original color of these shoes were.
It's just like what?
Yeah, they could have been any of five colors.
Yeah, I think they might have been gray and blue. I don't know. But
why wear those?
Why?
Yeah, what are you doing? Well, his response to that is that he is going over to your mom's house to help her out in the yard or something.
By the way, my mom lives in an apartment. Let's not act like he's going out to the range to like play with the deer and the antelope. She's like 71 and lives in an apartment.
He says he's still digging a hole.
Digging a hole?
Like, John, it's not a hole. Her whole yard is like 6 inches of dirt.
The hole. I dig it.
What's he doing?
I don't know. Apparently, like maybe potting a plant
or
something.
He's planting a bush.
Oh, okay.
Again,
I get it. That qualifies. Yard work.
Really?
I get it. I would wear the same stuff.
A hole.
Yeah, we get it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because the other son won't do it. So I have to go do it.
Now, this is classic Sukanic deflection.
He knows that he...
Let's not take the eye off the ball here.
Yes.
Can you wear your lawn mowing shoes in public? The answer is you probably shouldn't.
No.
You can.
Yeah,
but you're going to get shamed.
It's sending a message out in the world about you. And I just turned to John and I said, be better than that. Be better.
I don't know about you, but I think in today's day and age, don't you have a pair? Like if you have a pair of shoes that are specific to one thing.
Yes.
Which many of us do.
Yeah.
Most running shoes.
Most people have a yard shoe though.
A yard. Yeah. We have yard shoes or whatever. Yeah. Your crappy shoes or your rain, you know, taking the dog on a walk in the rain. It's going to get all wet and sloppy. You have that shoe.
Yeah.
Don't you have, if you're driving somewhere, which John has today, don't you have a pair of like regular slip-on or everyday shoes?
Maybe some sandals if you just
if it's nice out that you would have on normally, and then you change into your green grass stained smelly shoes.
I think John would probably argue that why would you bring the extra pair of shoes if you can just wear these shoes?
Look, John, at this point you're one step closer to being our father, and if that's what you want, then God bless man. But,
oh, dear.
I mean, just it's bad enough you're wearing the Fred Meyer Nikes to begin with, but now you're mowing the lawn in them and you're beating them up and now you're wearing them out in public. You're one step away from like New Balance and Skechers.
I think his point is that if you guys didn't see it, nobody would have seen it and you would have been fine. But you guys saw it.
But we did see it. Yeah, and that's the whole point. Yeah. It's kind of like when you put on a nice shirt, people will see it. Yes. Or you put on you maybe trim the beard up because people will see it. Sure. These are things that we do in life as we go out and about with other people.
And you know, it's like you may have a pair of underwear that's got 17 holes in it and your philosophy is no one's going to see them. Yeah, but you know you're wearing them. You know they're on. And that should be enough for you to be like, no, I'm better than this. Don't wear your lawn mowing shoes.
I think the yard shoes are just in the back of the car or truck.
Yes.
Or in the trunk.
Yes. Now, I will say that the only time this person is right, the only time that the lawn mowing shoes can be worn is if you're in the middle of a yard project and you're heading to like a Home Depot. That's fine. It's fine. Right? You're going from work, yard work. You got to go pick up something and now you're coming back. But John hasn't even started the yard work yet. And by the way, that yard work is a really loose term. That's really, really loose. You could wear a suit to go do the work that John's about to do in my mom's apartment. So let's not act like, again, that you're going to be out and you're roping cows here.
I don't know if you could wear a suit to plant a bush.
Again,
I feel like that's a little step further.
Not again. He's going to try to convince you that what he's planting is some sort of big bush.
Well, he's digging a hole and planting something. That is something.
Okay, you're literally going to be talking about a bush that is probably the size of some bleach wipes. Again, this is not a full-on bush, okay? This is not 1970, if you get my drift. No, this is like 2018. That's the sort of shrubbery that we're talking about here. It's a strip at best. It's a very, very small patch. And he's going to be digging it probably with like a hand trowel.
Look, I know it's not an easy job to defend your brother in some of these instances, but I'm trying here. I'm trying.
Yeah, you're not doing a very good job.
I didn't say it was an easy job.
Look, it was a big day on the radio for John, too. You know, you get to come down to a big, local, awesome station, and you wear your damn yard shoes.
Class it up.
How about a little respect?
You're one step away from Velcro, and is that what you want? Is that what you want?
Well, now we're going to go have a catch in those.
Those sweet bastards that he's wearing.
All right. We're ready to roll. Let's talk sport. 315 on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
John's still trying to convince us that...
Yeah, he's very defensive. He's,
yeah. I mean, and that's the first sign that you know that you got him.
Yes. He knows.
He knows.
Yeah, he knows.
And he probably won't make the same mistake again.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like when we shamed Mike over his cargo shorts at your dad's funeral.
Lesson learned. By the way, my mom just called me trying to defend him.
Oh, is she listening?
She was listening. She called to defend him about the quote, yard work that's about to go down. That's about to go down.
By the way, people wanting a picture, it is on Souk's Twitter.
Yeah, I tweeted that out. And let me tell you, those sweet bastards.
Look at those things.
I know. Isn't that something? I just love that my brother was leaving to come do the radio show and was like, yep, and just throw these on. My day's set. Yeah.
So I went and had a catch with him. I am now officially a part of hashtag catch365.
Yes, feels good, huh?
Very excited about it. Yes, my arm already hurts. But
has it been a while since you've warmed up the old lefty?
He asked me, when was the last time you had a catch? And I said, well, about 3 weeks ago, because Alex Hinshaw was in here and he played in the majors and stuff. And so we were out there having a catch.
Yeah.
Before that, I can't tell you. I don't know. I really don't know.
Yeah.
Years. I think years.
Well, I'm sure you played him with Meat, but he's been gone for a while.
Well, like I said, year. Yeah. I just realized today, since I knew I had to get my glove, being a lefty, although I did. John says he does carry a lefty mitt with him, mm-hmm. just in case, which I think is very smart.
Yeah, he prepares for all contingencies.
But somehow I remembered to go find my glove, and it was so weird because in my closet at the house, I have an old lefty glove up in the closet. But my real glove, because everyone has a real glove, right?
Yes.
Like you have a real glove, and then you have just the...
Yeah, you got the beat around.
Yeah, my real glove was buried in the garage. So luckily I found that today, but now this has changed. See, this is the whole point of hashtag catch365. Mm-hmm. Now my real glove will be in my closet.
Oh, well, there you go.
So out of the garage, in the closet, closer. I am closer to another catch because of John Secanic. And that is great because having a catch is a delight.
Yes.
And today is day number 69.
Ah, look at you.
I'm very proud of that.
You're feeling good. I was like day 40 something or other. So and, maybe get another chance because a lot of people, you know, you are doubling up because you're not going to find someone new every single time.
Well, I told him it would be a shame if his final day was not with Ken Griffey Jr.
Yeah.
And seeing as how we've gotten to know Ken Griffey Jr. over the years, I don't see how that doesn't happen.
Well, I do because Ken's probably a very, very busy man. And
yeah, but I think we can make that happen.
We hope so. We're trying to put some irons in the fire, and I, as much as I love making fun of my brother because he just makes it so easy, I would love to try to get him and we'll but we're working some channels. I would like to get him up to T-Mobile. That would be really cool.
Or that.
Yeah.
Well, he's already had Kelnick on the list. I mean, that's amazing.
Had Kelnick, but to get him out there, like John, for all of his, whatever you want to call him, his little idiosyncrasies that we all have. That's my older brother. I love that big dumb animal, and he's done a lot for me over the years, and it's neat to be able to kind of help, like with the Griffey thing, right? That was something that we were able to do, you know, through the show and then through a charity and through the good graces of some really good people right out there. Just can't thank you enough for that. And so for that, to get to do something like that, it's neat to be able to see your older brother who's almost 50 be a kid again. And we all should have those moments where you get to feel like a little kid. And those are those moments where you can see him truly happy in it, and it's neat. Now, I wish that he could be truly happy wearing better shoes, but we'll take what we can get.
Well, we're
baby stepping.
We just learned that he does drive around with multiple baseball gloves.
Yes.
But he cannot drive around with multiple shoes.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
you can't throw a non-embarrassing pair of sneakers in the back of the truck.
There was another moment while we were out there playing catch where these three people were walking by, two of them women.
Oh.
The hots.
The hots are out.
And they were looking back at us,
mm-hmm.
although it seemed they were looking at us.
They liked what you had going on?
Well, who wouldn't?
Well, did they like the shoes? Is that what it was? They're like, look at those.
Well, John says to them, hey, just two guys having a catch. You know,
yeah.
He quips. And they're like, what? We were looking at those flowers.
Well.
Wow.
Yeah. So it really wasn't about us.
Yeah, well, we've reached that point where, you know, you're not exactly, you know.
I mean, we were playing catch in front of some really pretty flowers.
Flowers.
You know.
Well, look, at this point.
That's like one of those meme videos where they're like, hey, nice melons, as they walk up towards a lady, and then the guy behind him is holding two watermelons.
Look, we're not the lead item on the buffet anymore, right? Yeah. When you're walking through, we're at this point, you're kind of the Jello in the background. Someone at some point is going to reach over and grab some Jello, but it's really not for everybody.
I have known that for years. Your brother, however, does not seem to know that.
No. Well, let me tell you what, John. If you are trying to lure in the young hots, those sweet lawn mowing shoes are probably not the thing that you want to be wearing.
All right. Well, hashtag catch365. Follow John on his Twitter. It's kind of a cool thing what he's doing. Here's our poll question. Also on Twitter. Look, everything's on Twitter these days.
Yeah.
At 1080 The Fan, AAA Heating and Cooling, family business helping families for over 60 years, AAAIAQ.com. Today we're asking you which person from the sports weekend is most deserving of the patented Sukanic Raspberry.
Ah, yes, and there's a lot of them.
We have on here. Now, some of this may need some explaining,
yeah,
which we can do, of course. Mike Leach is on here. Mm-hmm. Now, he tweeted after Rich Strike won the Kentucky Derby. Rich Strike was the longest shot in the field.
One of the most amazing things you'll see.
And he tweeted, hey, that horse winning the Kentucky Derby is, paraphrasing, is why we should expand the college football playoff.
Yeah. Okay, Mike.
Really?
Yeah.
So Mike Leach is on there. We have the F1 reporter.
It's bad.
And we have the audio of this, which we'll play for you. But he mistakes Banchero of Duke.
Mm-hmm.
So the F1, Formula One was in Miami.
Yeah, it was a really cool setup that they had.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Formula One is unbelievable. And they went to Miami. It's the first time they've raced in Miami. And the guy from Skynet or Sky...
He was a Brit from over there.
He was Sky Sports.
Sky Sports. They're big sports ESPN over there. He mistook Banchero. He thought he was Patrick Mahomes. And the audio is quite awkward.
And when he found out, he said, whatever. That was, upon finding out that he had one of the bigger bones that you could have, his response was, well, whatever. Way to go.
So we have those two guys. Then we have Horse Slap Guy.
Yep.
And that's the guy who slapped Rich Strike back into, I don't know, Rich Strike, I think, was having like roid rage or something after
Rich
the race.
Rich Strike was trying to bite everyone and everything. Yeah. It was fantastic. He was biting the pony. Like, he was biting the guy riding the pony.
I think that's great. I feel like Rich Strike, and by the way, Rich Strike was 80-1 to win the Kentucky Derby.
He was an injury replacement.
Yeah.
It was they said it was the biggest upset in Kentucky Derby, maybe horse racing history.
Yeah.
And
it's amazing.
They did not mention Rich Strike, the name, once until he crossed the finish line. That's how irrelevant he was.
Have you seen the aerial of it?
Yeah, they did.
The aerial view is the most incredible.
The drone footage.
If you guys have not watched,
go find it.
The aerial footage of the Kentucky Derby, watch it.
Yeah.
That's the way to watch it, because you get the perspective of how far back this horse was.
And how much was in front of it. And so I was looking at it yesterday.
Well, he was in 18th, right?
He was, at least for my count, he was 17th, maybe 18th. In the final turn, he was in 17th or 18th.
Amazing.
He made up 7 or 8 spots in that turn to be 10th on the final straightaway and then won the race.
He just kept coming. It's like
so
he,
cool.
He wildly coyoted it. Someone strapped a rocket to his ass.
But anyway.
And then he just went.
I like to think that because he was such a long shot and he knew it. He was being all cocky after the race. He's like, you know, he's like talking ass Check to the other out. Horses. He's biting them. He's like, I just changed my life, bitch. And
it's like
he's
John
all,
Daly winning the PGA.
Yes.
He doesn't care.
He doesn't
he's
care.
Gonna, he's going to smoke a heater and head to Hooters.
I hope that that's what happened. The horse version of that, where this horse is just getting cocky.
Yeah, whatever.
And he's talking ass and
you know
flipping the
up.
Bird. That's what's up. I just won the Kentucky Derby.
I'm about to go stud, and I'm about to get it in a lot.
So then another guy comes up on another horse and slaps him. So that's what you get for winning the Kentucky Derby. You get slapped around.
Get slapped.
So horse slap guy, and of course he was trying to contain him because he was biting the reins, I guess, or something. I don't
know.
Horse guy will tell you, oh, that was totally warranted. To other people, it was like, what the hell, man?
You
just slapped the winner of the Kentucky Derby. God.
You ever do that where you're walking your dog? And
no,
I'm just saying, you've ever had that where you're walking your dog and the dog's barking another dog or whatever, and you do something in a moment and someone walks up and probably if they saw that out of context, you just look like a horrible dog owner and you're like, ah, damn it. I'll have that.
Well, I like to hope not.
I'll have that sometimes a little bit where my dogs will be like pulling at something. And so I'll get my like foot in between them and you're trying to separate them and kick them a little bit. And then I just imagine someone walking up and all they see is me yelling at the dog while my foot's kicking at him. I'm like, oh, great. I'm that guy.
Well, we do all lose our patience with our dogs.
Yes, it happens. And you get caught in your worst moment. You're like, yeah, crap.
And the last on the list here for the poll question today is the Chris Paul mom razzer.
Boy.
And that's the kid who got kicked out of the
Mavericks. When I heard that someone had been kicked out for touching Chris Paul's mom, like I was assuming it was just like drunken douche guy, you know, that plays competitive softball. That kid's like, what, 14?
Well, I guess there were two of them.
Yeah, but the little kid was even smaller than that.
Yeah, they were very young. And Chris Paul was going at him.
Chris Paul literally turned to a 14-year-old kid in a Luka jersey and said, I'll see you later. What? We're now threatening children? And the mom is just some lady. She's like, she doesn't know what the hell is going on.
So there you go. There's your poll question. We only ask that when you vote, please vote hard. It is on Twitter at 1080 the fan. Which person from the sports weekend is most deserving of the patented Sucanic Raspberry? Mike Leach, the Formula One reporter, Chris Palm mom razzer, or horse slap guy? Let's come back and talk about the Chris Paul situation.
Let's.
And maybe a little bit more on the Kentucky Derby. I mean, all of those are topics in and of themselves.
That is crazy.
I'll play you the F1 audio too if you'd like to hear how that went.
That's beyond awkward.
Well, what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do?
Like, I guess
he
not
gets to
say,
a point.
I guess not. Whatever.
He gets to a point of no return where it's like, at least he owns it. He's like, I have no idea who this is. What's your name again?
And then he tells him.
He's like, I'm Paolo Banchero.
And then he goes, whatever.
He's like, all right, take care. I thought you were somebody else. Whatever. Anyway, that's what's coming up. Here's Mike.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business.
From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, we'll get to Chris Paul's family shenanigans here in a moment. But let's play this Formula One reporter for you. His name is Martin Brundle. And he's out there covering the Miami Formula One race over the weekend, won by Max Verstappen.
Oh, yeah, my man Max.
Dude, you got to watch Drive to Survive. I'm telling you, it's great.
Yeah, I got a buddy of mine who's a big F1 guy, and he was hitting pretty hard about the Miami race, and I saw some of the footage of it, and dude, that's the setup they did and built that track.
It's incredible.
Was amazing.
It was right around the stadium, Hard Rock Stadium there.
And they did like the fake water and like the boats, and it looked really cool. It looked very Miami.
Dude, the money in that sport is just. Yeah. Unbelievable. Yeah.
Well, you get all that Middle Eastern money and a lot of the big European billionaires and
God.
It's cool.
They're having a race in Vegas next year.
Well, that's going to be the weird one is they're going to shut down. I mean, it's going to go through the strip.
Yeah.
So they're saying for like 6 or 7 days, like a huge portion of the Vegas strip is going to be occupied by that, which I'm sure is inconvenient, but
Thanksgiving weekend. Is it Thanksgiving? Yeah, Thanksgiving weekend, yeah.
That's going to be crazy, though. Like, if you're sitting up in your hotel room looking down at the strip and you see cars going down Las Vegas Boulevard.
You get to watch it?
Yeah, at 160 or
for
whatever.
Only $4,000 a night.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that's just going to be a real affordable drop in the bucket.
So Brundle is rolling around where all the famous people are because there's a photo at the race of, who is it? It's Tom Brady, Michael Jordan, Lewis Hamilton, who's the top Formula One race car driver.
Hey, he's the one guy I know.
And David Beckham. How about that?
Okay. It's a power couple.
That's a well, there's four people in the.
I was thinking more just.
Power quadrant.
Lewis Hamilton and David Beckham.
Well, Jordan and Brady were in the photo too. And they're pretty good. But anyway, it's where everybody goes to be seen, right? Sure. It's F1. You got to be. Okay, so this guy, Martin Brundle, mistakes Banchero of Duke. Maybe your newest Portland Trailblazer.
Possible top three pick.
He mistakes him for someone else.
This is crazy. I've never been to an F1 race. This is spectacular.
It's amazing to be allowed right in the middle of the competitors just before the race starts.
Yeah, now you can see they're locked in. It reminds me of myself. But the real focus.
Okay, it's not Patrick. That's why he ignored me in the beginning. But what is your name, sir?
Paolo Banchero.
Right, okay. Well, I thought I was talking to somebody else. So I'm sorry about that. Whatever. Yeah.
Okay, so he had...
Whatever.
What's best about it to me is that he doesn't... Even after Banchero tells him who he is, he doesn't know who he is.
No.
Reminds me of me. How about that? Reminds me of me and my greatness. Jesus.
He's only like, 8 or 9 inches taller than Patrick Mahomes?
He does kind of look like him.
Does he?
I think he does.
Is it the hair, maybe?
It's probably the hair, yeah.
Yeah.
One's like 6'2", and the other one's like 6'10".
Yeah, but to a short reporter, tall is tall.
Well, not only that, but look, if you and I go over, and let's say we're covering American NFL in Dusseldorf, and all the celebrities are walking around, you telling me, like, you're going to get Ronaldo and, well, maybe him. But
I get it. There could be a soccer star that you wouldn't have any
idea. It's like, oh, go get that interview with Messi. He's right there. I'm like, sir, are you Messi? I don't know what Messi looks like.
But wouldn't you have a producer in your ear or be able to like grab someone and be like, hey, is that?
He was wireless. He was out on his own. He was doing his own thing.
He's just out hunting.
Yeah.
I do remember once we were at Comic-Con and the guy from Walking Dead came over and you had no idea who he was.
Did the whole interview without
knowing. He just sat down.
Didn't know his name.
Yeah. Yeah.
How did we end up getting his name? You had it.
I knew what it was. So you just
I don't think you did. I think you got it eventually, but when he first sat down, I don't think either of us knew his name, which was the problem, because if you
knew
his name, you would have said it right off the bat because you knew that
you knew he was Walking Dead. You didn't know
his
name.
And then I think you grabbed the program
maybe that was
on our desk and looked it up.
Cause I knew he was from The Walking Dead and I knew he had been in like some Stallone movies and he was in Tombstone, but you're right. I recognized him as an actor.
Just
couldn't remember
his name. I have no idea what this guy's name is. And by the way, he's not supposed to come over here, but let's interview him anyway. He looks like he's all coked up.
He was all kinds of loaded up and he just grabbed a mic and sat down. We're like, okay.
And
I just think before you go over and you grab, you grab someone, you should probably have a general idea of who they are. But I do love the whatever.
Yeah, he didn't care.
I thought you were someone else. Whatever.
Moving on.
Carroll handled it pretty good, though. I mean, I could see where someone would get a little upset about that.
Who, Ben Carroll being upset about it?
Yeah, he's like, really? Really, douche? It's like, all right. But he did. He handled it pretty good.
Yeah, he just walked on.
Yeah.
He's like, whatever.
Yeah, I got
He too was like, whatever.
Yeah.
Everyone. Reminds me of my greatness. That's what I would have said if I were interviewed down in the F1 paddock.
You just drop a whatever.
They'd be like, hey, what do you think of being down here? Amongst all these great drivers. Well, yes, it reminds me of myself and my greatness.
When I'm locked in doing radio, let me tell you, it's wonderful.
You're not Jake Gyllenhaal. What is your name again? Isaac Rupp. Oh, well, you're not who I thought you were. Yeah. Whatever.
Can I ask the question, though, to the real, the probing question? Looking at this photo of Jordan Hamilton, Beckham, and TB12, first off...
I know right where you're going.
It's badass that the photo... there is a big poster of Lewis Hamilton in the back of the photo of Lewis Hamilton.
I love Lewis Hamilton.
Yeah.
Big fan.
All really good-looking guys, all huge stars.
Mm-hmm.
They walk into the club. They're down in Miami.
Who gets the most?
Yeah.
Lewis.
You think Lewis?
Well, he's the youngest.
And he's in it right now?
Yeah. Yeah. David Beckham's looking old, dude.
Really?
He's a badass, but he's looking old. And Tom Brady is just, I mean, he's tough to beat. But I think Lewis, that's a great question.
You think Hamilton goes one?
Well,
I kind of think it's Beckham.
Jordan is the richest.
Yeah.
Or no, is Beckham, who has more money?
Jordan's probably the richest.
Well, that matters.
Yeah.
Because there are some women that are going straight for the monies.
Sure.
And they all have money, but you want the most money out of there?
There's a lot of money in that. I kind of think it's Beckham. Because depending on what club you're going into, Beckham's a handsome devil. He's worth a gajillion dollars. He's an international sex symbol, whereas the other three are all like famous giant sports guys. But Beckham is like, he's the model.
Yeah.
I kind of think it might be Beckham 1.
How old is he now?
MJ is worth way more than Beckham.
Yeah. MJ is a billionaire.
Yeah. He's worth 1.7 bill. Beckham is 450 mil.
That all?
I bet you David Beckham's probably late 40s.
Hmm. Maybe. He's 47.
47.
All right. So he's our age.
He's our age. But
we can still pull.
Yeah, I'm sure we're doing great.
Well, Beckham owns the MLS team in Miami. And I wonder if maybe that gets him just because he's in those circles down there anyway.
I don't know. Like, if you're looking at, you're talking about the hots, okay?
I'm talking about the hots.
And we all know the hots are young.
Yes.
Well, okay. 20s and 30s.
You walk into the club, 20 that's to what 30. That's what we're dealing
You're
with.
You're looking at in between 20 years old and 21 years old and 32 years old, okay?
Depending on the club, it might be 18, but look, we're dealing right. with the youngs.
You're dealing with the youngs. So how many of them even know who the hell David Beckham or Tom Brady? Certainly Michael Jordan is. I'm telling you, it's Lewis Hamilton.
Well, they don't know who Lewis Hamilton is either.
I disagree. Oh, I disagree.
If you're in Miami, I think you know who Lewis Hamilton is.
International star yeah. and more of... They're more likely to know him because of his age. Plain and simple, just the age thing, I think they're more likely to know him than David Beckham.
He's also a handsome devil.
Damn good looking.
I bet he's worth something, too. I mean, that's...
Who's worth more, Tom Brady or Lewis Hamilton?
Brady's been
about
around...
the same age. Or no, I mean, not the same age. I was thinking of Beckham and Brady. Who's worth more, Beckham and Brady?
Ooh, Lewis Hamilton makes $50 million a year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They're saying he's worth somewhere between 285 and 360.
So that's less than Beckham.
Yeah, it's probably less than Beckham.
So
but
what's Brady worth with Giselle?
Brady's worth 250.
Wow.
Is that without Giselle? Because Giselle's worth more than he is.
Yeah, I wonder if that's the couple.
That's a lot of money. But you're right. Jordan laps them all.
Combined, him and Giselle are 650 mil.
Here's a good point by a texter. Do you guys honestly think that competitive psychopath Michael Jordan would allow those guys to best him at anything, including pulling women? That's true.
A valid point.
It's a valid point.
Jordan would just, he's the guy
to bet on.
Yeah.
He's the dark horse.
He's the dark horse.
This text came in and said he's gone now, but what if Jeter walked in with that group too?
Ooh. Yeah. Again, he's older.
He's older.
I think Lewis wins.
And I'm not going to lie. Jeter's kind of let himself go. He's kind of fat.
Yeah, he has gained some
Okay,
weight.
Take out Lewis, put in Ronaldo.
Then it's Ronaldo.
It's not even close, is it?
No, he's just...
Okay.
That guy. He'd pull you.
That guy.
You'd walk into the club and you're like, well, I don't want to, but I have to. Look at that guy. And all he would have to do is just take his shirt off. He just walks in and goes, what is it, hot in here? I'm taking my shirt off. And then it's done. Mm. And that's a whole other thing.
All right.
And he also probably worth several $100 million.
All right, up next, let's talk about Chris Paul's fam. 349 on the fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Well, there were two entities Jason Sakanik, noted radio funny man, wrote off last week. One was James Harden.
Yeah.
The other was the Dallas Mavericks. And both have life.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. It turns out getting back the, well, I guess not MVP, but probably should be the MVP, it helps. And then big fat James Harden decided to actually do something.
He hit some big shots.
Now, where did that come from? That man looked about as washed as humanly possible. And then he decided to have a second half there in game four, and he was great.
Here's what the American Airlines Center put out, or the Mavericks put out, regarding the incident with Chris Paul's family.
Where Chris Paul told a 14-year-old, I'll see you later.
Was he really 14, though?
He looked 14. He looked 14. I don't know how old he was, but...
Well, there's a video of Paul.
He's young.
After he fouls out, and he's around the bench, and he has to be held back. The whole charging someone knowing full well you won't get there is so funny to me. It will never not be funny. It's 100% performative. But he was charging this kid because they were kicking him out, and his mom.
By the way, the mom?
Yeah.
Mom's got some money, you know.
Well, yeah, they were sitting right behind the bench there.
Little leopard print.
Those are expensive seats.
How you going, mom?
Well, anyway, Paul is pretending like, I'm going to see you later. Like, what are you going to do, kick his ass? He's freaking 12.
Exactly.
My God.
You got to give him a noogie.
I'll tell you what. For as good as Chris Paul is, that dude can absolutely lose his head so often. And it's so funny to me because that's what makes you root against him, right? Like, you want him to blow another 2-0 lead. And they're trying. Here he goes again. He's pissed at some kid.
Dallas was dead in the water, and now all of a sudden the series is back to 2-2. But
anyway,
the best part of the video is when the kid realizes that he's being threatened by Chris Paul. He actually looks and he's like, he goes, me? What?
Yeah, he looks like he's going to cry.
He's like, what is happening?
It clearly looks as if he's a little stunned that he's being thrown out, which could lead you to believe maybe what was said to have happened didn't. And what originally came out was Chris Paul's mom and girlfriend, or maybe it was his wife, I don't know, didn't feel safe because people were shoving them.
Yeah, it said that the heckling turned into, I read that the hands were put on and that either someone was grabbed or someone was shoved.
Yes. Another report said that whoever it was, maybe it was this kid or somebody else, was tapping Chris Paul's mom on the shoulder, sitting behind her saying, are you having a good Mother's Day? Because they were losing.
Yeah.
The other thing you need to know is that Chris Paul's mom, this is not the first time she has had run-ins with fans because she is quite boisterous in the crowd. Now, that does not
justify
mean that fans can lay their hands on her in any way. But here is what the Mavericks put out just a moment ago. They said, American Airlines Center and the Dallas Mavericks security and executives have concluded the investigation into the incident involving the Paul family. Two unruly fans attempted to give unwanted hugs and have conversations with members of the Paul family on the public concourse of American Airlines Center. AAC security responded immediately once notified by the family, and the fans were swiftly ejected from the game. The fans involved in the incident will not be allowed to return to the arena until 2023. All right. I don't know how they enforce those.
Well, I mean, they're season ticket holders, I'm sure, down there. And
well, but that doesn't, that this actually does not, I don't know. I think you're assuming too much by thinking that kid was one of these two. I mean, maybe he wasn't. Maybe this is a whole nother incident because they were saying this happened on the public concourse.
Yeah, I don't know.
So I it's still pretty unclear.
Yeah.
But according to the Mavs, their investigation is over. There were two fans who tried to hug Chris Paul's mom, and they got booted.
And that was it.
So whether one of those was that kid, I don't know.
And someone is saying, I don't know if this is accurate, but someone is saying that kid is 19.
Yeah, he could be.
It's possible.
He looks really young.
He looks really douchey, and he looks really young. And he's just a skinny kid. I don't know.
Now, somebody else said the kid shoved his mom. What do you want him to do? Well, okay, this is where I think you have to kind of size up who you're charging. Right? Doesn't that matter? Like, if you're going to charge someone, again, knowing full well you will not get there and you're going to be held back. So you're doing it for show to try to act tough and try to, you know, like, protect my mom.
Yeah.
The kid, it's a teenage boy.
Yeah.
That weighs a buck 10.
And I asked,
like, I think that matters. Before you charge him, you better look. Who is it?
Yeah.
Well, you're not charging that kid.
And I need to know, like, again, you hear shove, right? I would, and like, I'm keeping an open mind on this because I haven't seen any video of this.
Yeah. Something smells fishy.
Again, was this a case of, did you bump someone's seat? Like, the idea, I get it. If you're Chris Paul and you see someone two-hand Red Rover shove your mom in the back, I get that.
Right.
I find it hard to believe that kid in that situation double shoved his mom in a violent way and no one around, like, it was a very calm situation, right? No one was freaking out. The security guard came over and said, hey, get up, we're
except
leaving
for Paul.
Except for Chris Paul. Again, it's all context and the devil is in the details. And I get it. If you see me behind your mom,
yes,
and I'm shoving your mom or I'm trash talking, I get it. You're like, hey, what the hell? I think that's, to your point, that's different if I'm doing it
100%.
And then this kid is doing it.
100%.
Right. I mean,
100. Chris Paul is just a hothead.
And his old mom that's sitting there. Those, if those are the two that were responsible for the quote shoving incident, then I'm saying that this is probably a little overblown.
I also think this is all ridiculous. I'm 100% with you on that. And I also think this is kind of ridiculous in the sense that the Paul family said that, oh, we didn't feel safe.
Really?
Oh, my God. Is there any scenario?
No.
Where his family is sitting right behind him.
Yes.
With son's security and everybody right there, right? Yeah. Is there any scenario his family is not safe during a game?
No.
Come on.
No.
I'm
with you. So I get being a little defensive about your mom, but I would also, to your point, the mom can be quite boisterous and you know, is the mom giving it to the kid and the kid giving it back to the mom? And then was someone seat bumped? Yeah, I mean, stuff happens.
Or did someone just exaggerate?
Yes. You know, I find it hard to believe that kid stood up and shoved Chris Paul's mom in the back. And that the only thing that was done was saying that it was, you know, an unwanted hug on the console. But that's weird because that, again, leads you to believe that it was something different than where it occurred behind the bench. I don't know.
I don't know. There's still more information out there. But Chris Paul is, without a doubt, first team all fake tough guy. As this guy says, that is exactly right. He goes on the first team.
I will reserve my judgment unless there's more video release. Because I would assume in this day and age, if someone was going back and forth, someone has cell phone video of this. And I would like to see what actually happened before I make any judgment. I just, when I saw the kid being removed, my first thought was, kid's like 14. Like, what? Chris Paul's threatening him, I'll see you later? As if Chris Paul's is going to show up on this kid's doorstep and start swinging?
All right, more NBA playoff talk is coming up next. Did the Warriors break code with Ja Morant?
There's a lot of code all of a sudden.
Yeah, kind of like baseball.
Yeah,
unwritten rules, right? Yeah. And we have who is going to be this year's MVP coming up next on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.